Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and on today's episode we are interviewing Lee Conway from Electric Goldfish all about their brand new live immersive theatre production. That's right, live. It's real. You can go to places. We're going to be able to do live theatre again. I'm so excited. The Mansion, brand new event. The past never dies. It haunts these walls. Now, this is going to be running in Manchester at the Antwerp Mansion on the 27th, 28th and 29th of October. So an awesome, immersive, spooky, haunted style of immersive theatre from the great team of Electric Goldfish. So, without any further ado, let's get Lee Conway back onto the Scare Track Podcast.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am joined by Lee Conway from Electric Goldfish. Lee, how's it going, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Not too bad at all. It's great to be chatting about Halloween, about this October, in a positive light, and that's why we got you on to talk about your brand new event, Mansion. It's going to be the first live action event attraction for a little while because of COVID, I guess, as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of now which one the last one would have been, but it just seems ages ago. It's just so exciting at the moment just to even start to think about doing live action theatre again.
Definitely. It's been great to be able to sort of start going to places outdoors as restrictions here in the UK were lifted in April, then indoor stuff in May, and Boris is actually chatting right now as we speak about hopefully lifting restrictions in July 19th. So fingers crossed, as by the time we get to October. We were chatting off air, weren't we, Lee, saying we don't think it's going to be 100% there yet, but we're hoping for a far better October than last year, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. It's hopefully we'll have got rid of some of the restrictions, but as we said off air, that you can see that there are going to be some restrictions still there, I would think, and it potentially might be that in some mazes, because of how sort of tight it is, that, you know, that some companies still want people wearing masks even. It's just going to be really interesting what happens over the next couple of months, and I just suppose, you know, when they open it up and Boris says what he says today, we'll have to look at what happens with the numbers then, I guess, and then take it from there.
Definitely. But at the moment, we're feeling positive, hopefully. You've just had your second jab. I've had my first one. So fingers crossed things are going in the right direction. So let's talk about this new attraction, Mansion, this October. Obviously, we don't want to give the whole game away. We want to keep a few things secret, so everyone who gets a ticket, and we'll let everyone know how to get a ticket at the end of this interview. But yeah, you don't want to give the whole game away. But can you give us a little bit of backstory, a little bit of what kind of a live immersive theatre attraction that they can come to expect if they come and visit the Mansion?
Yeah, we started to look at a couple of months ago, just looking for a venue for Halloween, and we'd come across the Antwerp Mansion in Manchester before. Mm-hmm. Rosie and James knew about the venue more than we did because they'd grown up around there. It's directly outside of the university. And they'd sort of been there. It was sort of renowned at one point for being like sort of a big rave scene venue. When we sort of went through the sort of rave scene, probably too young for you, Mikey, but I remember it. And And then it's sort of, it's been a venue that's been used for different things over the years since then, as a nightclub have been well known in the area. So we sort of picked up on this venue about a year ago, and we sort of contacted them, as I say, maybe a few months ago now, just to look at the sort of possibility of hiring it for a few nights over Halloween, with the potential of maybe doing a sort of just a walkthrough attraction. The venue, anybody you can look online, is absolutely, it's made for this sort of stuff. It's just absolutely amazing. It's an old building that it looks like it's been left to go to rack and ruin, but the guys that own it, it's, you know, it's been kept up with all the mod cons and sort of all the everything that you need to sort of like take it into the like 21st century. But they've sort of kept the feel of the building, so it looks aged and decayed, which is, you know, for a scare attraction, what else do you want in a house?
So it's a perfect location for it. And so you say it was more originally going to be more of a walkthrough style event. I'm guessing that sort of changed over time to a more sort of theatrical production now.
Yeah, the sort of logistics of the building just didn't work for it. There were no sort of like natural, like movements. So you could not, in theory, set a group off and naturally move it round the house. There were sort of too many places where you'd have to sort of either pass each other, or there's only one set of stairs up and down from the sort of central area. So it would have been, you know, you're looking at either sort of totally restricting numbers, or sort of like making the experience less personal.
Yeah.
When we went through to visit the building, we had a walk round. We talked to the guys at Antwerp Mansion, and they said straight away on emails that I don't think it's going to work for you. But so we went and had a look, and as soon as you walk in, you go, nah, this is not right for a walkthrough scare attraction. Right. They did say that other people over the years had probably had been to sort of have a look at it and for the same sort of idea and came up with the same outcome. But so we then sort of looked at what we could do, and we came up with the idea that in theory what we could do then is we could make it more of an immersive theatre walkthrough. Yeah. So you'll still get to see the house in its absolute glory, but you know that you'll be with a group of sort of another 14 people, and you'll be the only ones in the house instead of it being full of other people in different areas.
It's technically more personal in that way. Then you get to see more of the house. It's going to be a little bit more creepy because it's just your team there, basically.
Yes. So in theory, the story, you'll walk through the house and you'll interact with, obviously, the characters in the house, and there'll be a story that progresses through while you're in there. It's going to last around about 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And sort of the story will sort of move on as you go around. So it's I'm pretty excited about it. It's going to be interesting.
Definitely. So it's sort of like a approximately 40-minute promenade style immersive theatre production. Obviously, it's in Halloween. It's in a awesome sort of manor house. So I'm guessing it's all. We don't want to know too much about the story as such. Don't want to give the game away. But what sort of themes will customers sort of experience? What kind of backstory there is? I'm guessing it's going to be quite scary because it's Halloween.
Yeah, the idea is that you'll sort of come into the house, and then you'll meet the characters in there. There'll be sort of one main character that you'll sort of meet early on, and he'll sort of like the story will work around him and yourselves. The story itself is like every Halloween story that you'll get to sort of experience the house with lots of twists. It's difficult
without giving the game away.
Giving the twists away. If you think that it's got a very sort of theatrical gothic feel to it, the story, I think that's the be all and end all of it. But it's
It's exciting.
It should be interesting and something different to just walking through a scare maze, which is, you know, a lot of people that listen to this, that's what they'll be doing. So it'll be just a different aspect to Halloween.
And let's talk about the people who are going to come and check this out, and people who can book tickets today as well. What is your target market? Is it going to be absolutely terrifying? Is it going to be very hands-on? Is it going to be more of just a you could bring your family along? What kind of scare factor are you planning on giving your patrons, really?
Well, we sort of think that anybody can. We sort of think anybody over the age of probably 13, 15 will enjoy it. It's far more theatrical. There'll be, I don't think there's any point in the show where anybody will be hands on. I really think at this moment in time that's something that you really can't. I don't feel comfortable writing a show at this moment in time where you would actually get near anybody.
I agree with that, definitely.
That's way too early to even think about doing anything like that. It's just that you know our background from Faceless Ventures, and the fact is that is not anything that we would even dream about.
Of course.
At the moment, we've sort of talked outside Electric Goldfish, and as just Faceless Ventures, and it's just way too early, I think, for even thinking about doing anything like that. So it's just be a more immersive theatre, very, you know, still interactive, but interactive within a group.
Definitely.
You know, there'll still be sort of little twists and little things that you would expect from sort of our sort of shows, but as I say, definitely not hands-on. And as I say, I would have thought anybody would be able to see it within, you know, it's going to be scary, it's going to be spooky.
So sort of like mid-teens upwards.
But not too bad.
Yeah, nothing too crazy to make people go to bed with nightmares. Well, maybe, you never know.
Well, maybe, yeah. I'm not guaranteeing that, Mikey.
So we got the location. So we got it at Antwerp Mansion in Manchester. I'm looking forward to checking that out. At what dates are you running this October?
We're running it the 27th, 28th, 29th at the moment, and then the scope then for if we need to add extra dates. But they're the dates that we're looking at the moment.
Awesome. And you can get your tickets at www.electricgoldfish.online. That's where you can get your tickets as well. Is it just one show a night, or is there multiple shows throughout the night?
No, there's multiple shows. I think offhand there may be 6 or 7 shows a night. So there's plenty of, I think the first showing is, I'm just looking on the website now. I think the first showing is around about 6 o'clock, and I think the last showing is about 10 past 10. Nice. So there's really any time that you want through the night time, which works for you.
Perfect.
It'll be good. As I said, the main thing is that it's damn exciting doing something live again and being in that situation where we can sort of, you know, we can produce a live performance. And I think for sort of everybody that's going to enjoy Halloween this year, going round the attractions, that, you know, this is, it's just something a little bit different than just a normal scare attraction, which I think everybody should experience something, you know, that just that little bit different to a linear walk through a maze.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that, especially for someone like us, I mean, we do more attractions than your, in inverted commas, normal people, because we're very much not normal people, but we'll do lots of events. But even, you know, your general Joe public, they might do a Thought Park or an Extreme Scream or something like that, and we all love and know those events, and we love that style of scare entertainment. You've created, you know, mazes like that yourself, and that's sort of how we know and met each other. But it is also cool to, like you say, have something that little bit different, something that does, you sort of take ingredients from the scare world, the theatre world, the immersive world, and sort of mix it all together with what sounds like an awesome location, an awesome building as well.
Yeah, that's what we sort of thought with this one is that it's, you know, it's like a hybrid, really. Our background, as you've said, as predominant background is from building scare attractions. That's what we started to do. That's what we still love doing. And we love going to scare attractions, but with the theatrical side as well, it's just a different element. So in theory, this is just like an amalgamation. So there will be a sort of, your traditional scare attraction jump scares in there, but there will also be the elements of a more interactive performance where, you know, that you, instead of sort of you being passive to the sort of actors, you will be sort of more proactive with the actors you know, that you will have to interact with them a little bit.
Yeah, no, that sounds good, man, definitely. Oh, awesome, I'm looking forward to checking it out. And like I said to everyone as well, get your tickets from electricgoldfish.online as well. Obviously all your social media as well, you're on all the socials so everyone can be following you. I'll put those links in the show notes below as well. So along with, you know, Antwerp Mansion as well, I'm looking at pictures online. It looks awesome. I'm guessing because you've got such an awesome location, you're going to sort of take stimulus from that, and I'm guessing that sort of helps create the story of the mansion as well.
Well, this is exactly right. I mean, you know, this building's been used for so many different things over the years. It's been a gentleman's club. It's been a night spot, as we've mentioned already. It's been a conservative club. The sort of different like things this building has been over the years, you know, it's like 1800. No, it's 2 years old. Two years old. It's 200 years old. This building.
Bloody hell.
So So what we're trying to do is that you're sort of gonna like feel the emotions sort of the building. So as you go through, you're going to sort of, you know, you'll feel how that building feels over its years. And we've said it before, and you know, I think everybody should say it when they come on your podcast, is that of course it's a scare attraction. It's got to have a twist in it somewhere, hasn't it? But
100%, definitely.
It's either that or something's going to go wrong.
If it's theme park related as well, so something's gone wrong and we need to fix it in true theme park screen park fashion, definitely.
Yeah, that's it.
But
they're gonna dig up something and find it.
Yeah, so an ancient artifact has been found behind an ancient bookcase. like you say, that the main thing here is to, it's got to be exciting to be able to do something live action again. I'm looking forward to getting to some, you know, real life things. I do love doing things online and whatnot. And that's really got us through all these dark times of COVID. Yeah. But it is the light at the end of the tunnel of being able to see real life action stuff again. But let's talk about obviously what you guys have been doing over the last year or so, because you've not been able to run the events you planned to, you know, with Electric Goldfish, with Pace Adventures. So you guys obviously created, and we reviewed it here on Scare Track as well, and there's a Scare Cam episode of me crying in my own bedroom, if you want to check that out on YouTube. But Keep the Candle Burning as well, that's still going too.
It is, yeah. I mean, that's still out there. I mean, in theory, that's why we wanted to produce something that would always be there and that you could always keep. And as you'll know, and anybody that's bought it before, is, you know, that you don't, once you experience Keep the Candle Burning, you know that it's yours then to keep, and you can either keep doing it again and again and trying it different places or sharing it with friends and on a party night or something. So you can still download that off the website. So if you just go to electricgoldfish.online, you can sort of, it'll take you to the link to buy that. It was so fun to do that and something totally different.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that's the beauty of this, you know, that, you know, if there's a few good things that's come out of this last 18 months, it is, you know, it's the online stuff.
Definitely.
And, you know, the different escape rooms. And, you know, I know you've done quite a few online.
Yeah, we've done a few. It's definitely helped us get better at escape rooms because me and Hannah would normally just argue. But, yeah, it's been good to be able to do stuff online with people, not even just in the UK, but around the world. And the same with this. You Keep the Candle Burning. You can literally, you can be anywhere in the entire world and listen to those interactive ghost stories.
Yeah, and it's been really fun that sort of like we get a little notification every time somebody buys it, and it's, you know, it's just like some really weird places. We had somebody from Brazil buy it the other day, and it's like you just think this is just really weird that, you know, that something that you could produce and you know, I mean, we've been lucky over the years that, you know, that we, you know, when we've produced some of our attractions that we've had people from different countries come to do the attractions. True, but true. It still amazes us, so buzzing that somebody's actually bought this, and you know, that's bought it in Brazil, and you know that they're doing something that you've produced. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, if it hadn't been for COVID, that we would have never done that. We would have never done that. We would have not done the Pandora Network.
Of course, and, yeah.
Which we still sort of, you know, we want to sort of, once we come out and get into the live situation, we want to expand that and hopefully be able to do another one of them. Nice. Because they're so much fun to do. So it's like, you know, the amalgamation is sort of with Nick Hudson and Nina and us at Faceless Ventures. It's just been, you know, stuff that we would have never done if it hadn't been for this lockdown situation. So it's, you know, there's some thankful things to come out of this.
Overall, it's been pretty doomy and gloomy, but there are definitely a selection of positives to come out of life because of COVID. I wouldn't say because of COVID, but the life we've had to live because of COVID. I think there's definitely some positives that have come out of it, for sure.
Yeah, and again, just same as we were sort of talking off air, and these are sort of things that, you know, you can honestly see won't go away when we go back to live theatre. It's that, all right, that you might not want to do these online stuff as much, but you know, I think these will become part and parcel of, you know, it'll just be an extra, just to thing that people will do now. It's like, oh, you know, we'll do an online, we can do an online escape room. As you said, the beauty thing is you can do it with Dan and Jess, be at the totally different other ends of the country and do an escape room in America. It's like 3 years ago, if somebody said that to you, mm-hmm. I mean, we, you know, we weren't living in the dark ages 3 years ago, but you know, that people are now tech savvy enough
still
to do that. It's just crazy that, you know, that it's just...
Oh, yeah.
So it's, I think that, you know, that's not going away, because it's not going to go away, because obviously it's helped people through this time period.
It's just more, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, definitely. It helps people out. It means people necessarily don't want to go and do certain things and stuff, because they're still, you know, they don't feel comfortable going to an actual escape room. They could still do it online. And yeah, we were amazed that we were able to do stuff that's in America, you know.
Yeah.
And people likewise, you know, there's that person in Brazil has managed to buy a interactive ghost story from England.
It's true.
Madness, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, and we in theory, yeah. We've produced it. It's like,
so cool.
Nina lives in Scotland, Nick lives in London, we live in Rotherham, and Rosie and James live in Manchester, so the whole group of us, in theory, have never been together, as in, like, sat in the same room. But we've still produced stuff, you know, we've still produced what I think are decent quality attractions
over
this lockdown period. And it's just, that is just like, that's amazing. And, you know, that there's so many good companies that's adapted so well to this situation. It'd be a shame not to keep it going.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. So fingers crossed. Things can continue, and like you say as well, you want to continue with things like the Pandora Network as well, and stuff like that. So all exciting stuff, definitely.
Yeah.
Before we finish off this episode of Scare Track, and it's been cool to talk about the Mansion. I'm looking forward to checking that out this October. Obviously, me and you, we've known each other for a long time, but we haven't seen each other in so long because of COVID. This Halloween season, are there any places you're excited to get back to, or things that you really have missed because of COVID?
I so miss taking that long trip down to Tully's. It's I think, you know, all of us, there's lots of places that I'm looking forward to going back to. The guys up at Scream Factory, I can't wait to get back up there. It looks like they've been building again. We've got sort of Doncaster Fear Factory just on our doorstep now. So,
of course, yeah, definitely.
Really looking forward to seeing what them guys are doing. I mean, anything that's got Gary Crompton's name written on it is going to be pretty exciting to experience. So it's it's just going to be so much fun. Dr. Fright's getting back down there. Last year, we decided that we were going to have a year off. We just didn't feel safe enough to be able to sort of go to attractions. And so it's like this year we'll be sort of chomping at the bit. I mean, it's we're open that sort of last week up to October, but so we're going to have to try and get some in before and potentially look at what we can probably do Halloween weekend. So, yeah, there's just so many places, I think, that's going to be... that I'd like to get to, and it's...
Definitely.
It's just going to be now a matter of just cramming everything is. We've not been able to get down to Hinchbrook Hall, and we want to go and experience that.
Of course, same.
Yeah, and it's...
There's just so much out there now, isn't there?
Like,
compared to when we started nearly 10 years ago. We met each other in 2012 at ScareCon, which is mad to think that was nearly 10 years ago. To organise your Halloween back then was a lot easier than organising your Halloween now.
Well, in a way it were, in a way it weren't, because if you sort of think at that time, there were very little up north. It were like sort of, you got Scare Kingdom, you got Farmageddon, and then you were sort of really potentially struggling to get any sort of major stuff within sort of our little vicinity. So at least now we can sort of travel to stuff. It's just to see how the industry's moved over the last 10 years is just, it's just amazing. It's just, you know, I still feel proud to be part of this industry.
Same, definitely.
And it's just to see it move, and it's moving so fast. So buzzing the other day when I seen that the guys from Hyde and Shrieker potentially coming back, which we've not got down to yet, so hopefully that might change.
Definitely. It's all these ones that either coming back or new ones popping up, and it's like, I'm very excited and awesome, there's new stuff, but I'm like, it's going to be something else that I probably just can't get to. There's not enough days in October to get to everything.
You know, there's like, I mean, obviously we've not had ScareCon again, so it's like, but you know, the amount of times that you talk to people at ScareCon and saying, I'll come down and see you this year, we'll get down, and it's just, you get to it and think, there's not a chance, it's either too far away or it's... You know, that we all, you know, unfortunately, we don't do this for a living. We do it, you know, it's a second job for us. And like everybody else, the first job overtakes stuff like this, because we are at the first job, we can't do the second one.
Exactly. So it's catch 22.
It is. And it's like, you know, we can book time off, but then you book time off and then you book your own attractions. It's like, you know, again, I'm good this year that we were hoping to get back into the National Emergency Services Museum. At the moment, potentially, that doesn't look like that's going to happen. You know, things might change over the next couple of months, but, you know, potentially it looks like we're not going to be able to do an attraction there, which is what we were sort of hoping to do 2 years ago. So it's just, you know, it's just fun, and there's just so many good attractions out there being made now, and you know the inventiveness of the guys that are coming. We sound old now, the guys that are coming through.
it's true though, there's some quality stuff, you know, and innovative stuff, and that, you know, COVID did that with things like drive-through attractions and things like that, and like we were talking about online stuff, but the fact that, you know, drive through farmers markets and drive through haunts were the thing last year, weren't they, in our industry?
It's true,
like, where have these come from? Definitely, I'm mega excited to try to have a good... I mean, we were quite lucky last year, me and Hannah. We managed to get to a handful of places, but as you know, nowhere near as what we'd normally try and do. So hopefully, you guys and us, we can all get to some scares this year, and Mansion is definitely on my list as well. I'm looking forward to check it out.
I hope so, yeah, because as I say, it's just so exciting to be able to sort of sit and well, two things: think about doing a live show and sit and script a live show. It's just so exciting to be able to sort of even get that far, really, that thinking, no, we're going to be sort of doing it. I mean, it's cliche, but it's coming home.
It's coming home. Right, on that bombshell, I am ending this episode.
That's it. Oh, you can tell I'm 50 and I'm now coming out with dad jokes.
I like it. We played well the other day. But if anyone's listening, I mean, 20% of our listeners are in America and 10% are in Germany, and there's a few in France. So I apologise, guys. But I'm not even a big football guy, but it does seem like it's coming home. So... right, back to scares. Let's end this episode. Lee Conway from Electric Goldfish, a huge, huge thank you for being on, as always.
Thank you very much, and as always, it's a pleasure.
Definitely. See you soon, buddy. Thanks, pal.
See you later. Bye.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scaretrack podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared.
So there we go, folks. First of all, a huge thank you to Lee for coming back onto the Scaretrack podcast, talking all about the mansion. Very excited to go and check it out. I just can't wait for some, not only for scares, for haunted stuff, but for live immersive theatre. Really excited to get back out and check that out. So guys, go and get your tickets now, www.electricgoldfish.online. Go check them out, guys. Now, it brings us almost to the end of this episode, but before we go, be sure to join us over on social media. I say this every time, but it's really, really great to have such awesome interaction with you guys. You really, really do make this all worthwhile. We've recently just done a top 10 clown mazes over on our YouTube channel. That will be out very, very soon. And it was the Scaretrack fans, the Scaretrack listeners, the Scaretrack watchers over on YouTube who all voted in that. So if you guys want a vote to let us know what your favourite attractions are next time we do a top 10 video, then be sure to be following us on all our social media pages. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Just search for Scaretrack. Of course, all our video content direct on YouTube, youtube.com/Scaretrack. Be sure to click that subscribe and that bell notification. And wherever you're listening to this podcast today, we really, really do appreciate a subscribe, a follow, a like, a comment, a review, absolutely anything to help us build Scaretrack and to help us continue to tell the rest of the world how awesome the UK scare industry really is. So with that, that's the end of this episode. A huge thank you for listening, and let's get scared.